Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear calling in my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Praise the Lord, my friends. I sure enjoyed that. Welcome to the program that prepares you for the end of days, second and last coming of Jesus Christ. On this program, you get truth instead of a world filled with lies and deceptive teachings. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends. This True Truth program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs support, just as a true spiritual church needs support for messages preached from the pulpit. And my pulpit for you, my friends, is this radio program. Please pray and ask the Lord if he would have you support this program. And then respond as the Lord directs you with a love gift, an offering, or a tithe, whatever the Lord says. This is a new month. Pray and help me get this true truth out to prepare others as you have been prepared. Amen. Now for our last days, end times, quick Bible study. King James Version from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. So that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Watchman comment. I just wonder how many listening tonight are being left behind in one spiritual gift or another, as you are waiting for the second and last coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you feel you are left behind in a particular gifting, or even more than one gifting, is it possible that it is your little faith that is impeding you from receiving those gifts and is holding you back? Sure, it could be that. So open your heart to receive and forget all those false doctrines you may have been taught. As you have been taught clearly in True Truth on this program, you can receive those gifts. Some may feel they cannot receive Holy Ghost-given gifts because of how or what they were. But you are saved now, are you not? The blood of Christ covers you as a saved person, does it not? Sure it does. James chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Verse 18, James chapter 1, of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. My. Did you know, my friends, that those good and perfect gifts are his first fruits for all Yahweh's saved children, in whom there is not even a shadow of turning? That meaning here in this verse of the word shadow is a shade cast by one subject on another. So have you been shaded by a false teacher or a false, unbiblically incorrect teaching? Has someone cast a shadow over you and is holding you back in the gifts? If so, rebuke that shadow in Jesus' mighty name and pray that you might receive the giftings Yahweh has for you. Luke chapter 11, verse 13. If ye know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Hallelujah, amen. Enough said, get right and get ready. Let's open our hearts on this program as we stand firm and seek the gifts, even more so as the last day draws near. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
6.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
"Let there be light."
Yea, saith the Lord, for it is the time of the last days, and upon my word shall your faith be built. For the word that comes forth from the Antichrist will deceive many and destroy many. But those who trust in me, those that believe in my word, will be safe in my hands. For am I not the Almighty God, the maker of heaven and earth? But I say unto you, those who twist my word, who form my word into new words, that will destroy the earth, they shall be deceived to the end. And the end will bring justice to them, as the beginning brought justice to mine, saith the Lord.
Waiting on me and continue to wait on me, so shall you rise up and do great exploits in the days ahead. For I am preparing you to do great things, saith the Lord, that others might believe. Only I say unto you and would remind you to continue to wait on me, so that the fullness of my presence can come through you, saith the Lord, and touch the very lives I intend to touch in the days ahead. Allow the fire of my spirit to burn brightly in you, saith the Lord, that you might lighten the atmosphere, that they might see me clearly, and allow me, saith the Lord, to continue to wash thee, that my people would hear my voice like they've never heard it before, more clearly, more soundly, more directly. For I will be giving direct commands in the days ahead, so that my people can hear my voice and do what I've called them to do, so that they are doing it and marching forth as an army in direct unison to accomplish great things on the land. All over, saith the Lord, and as even my promises that I have given are yea and amen, I say unto you, let that be the beat to your march, saith the Lord, yea and amen, that the glory of God would be revealed in every sense it was sent, saith the Lord.
My, isn't that the true truth? Now, a true truth prophecy quick Bible study from the King James Version. My oh my, in this program you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of mere men. Amos chapter 3 verse 3, King James Version. Surely the Lord will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants the prophets. Watchman comment. My dear listening friends, just why do you think Yahweh raises up prophets? It's not just for appearances, don't you know? Yahweh actually has reasons and purposes for prophets. I myself am not here just to tickle itching ears to tell you falsely everything's okay when everything quite obviously is not okay in today's end times world. Can you not easily see that? Sure, it's going to be okay in the end, but right now things are pretty rough, don't you know? And it takes a spiritual relationship for us to hold fast and hold firm. So just how are you going to know what to do and how to prepare unless God Almighty reveals his secrets to his prophets, who in turn reveal them to you? Some through Brother Johnson, God's watchman, and some through others called of God to reveal the Lord's secrets. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. The secret things belonging unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Surely the Lord will do nothing, but he revealeth his secrets unto his servants the prophets. So get right and get ready. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short, the day of Christ is at hand. So get right and get ready. Philip, Ohio, Tony and Sandy, PA, Mike and Sharon, Ohio, obeyed the Spirit of the Lord and are our WOW Walk on Water sponsors for this program, for both the Wednesday night program and the Saturday morning early repeat. Father, bless them all, and thank you, Lord, for touching their hearts to support your program, Lord, and your watchmen. Just bless them, Lord. Father, just meet their every need, Lord God. Hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh, be their provider. For the need in the end days are great, Lord, and we need you more than ever now. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on us. And also, Lord, bless all the listeners tonight as you touch them with your true truth. Amen. My friends, please pray and ask the Lord if you should send something to help support the coming Saturday Signs programs, as this is a new month with new radio bills coming in. Now the prophecy news behind the news of my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you only get on Signs radio programming. Watchmen Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. The enforcement business. It's all about money. In Washington State, a trooper disguised as a surveyor with hard hat and reflective vest looks like he is a legitimate construction worker. He is not looking for level land, but actually has a tripod and a laser speed gun clocking speeds just past a fines double in construction zone signs. A little ways down the road, nearly a dozen patrol cars are taking turns snatching the victims. This planned attack on private citizens recorded more than one ticket per 2 minutes, averaging $210 each. My, my, my. That is better than $8,000 per hour. Welcome to Washington. In another case, there were signs cleverly posted entering the city limits around Colorado Springs, subtly serving notice to the drivers that the speed limit was 25 miles an hour unless otherwise posted. It forces a driver to remember when they saw the last sign and to guess how far the authority of the last sign goes, which is absolutely impossible. Therefore, local patrol cars can pick their spot and nail anyone without a photographic memory once they enter an unposted zone. Welcome to the end of day 666 world of the Antichrist. Continuing. Mark of the Beast. Bilderberg pushes mandatory Internet ID for Europe. While the International ACTA Treaty, ACTA, and the United States CISPA legislation, CISPA, are setting the stage to clamp down on the World Wide Web, technocrats are working overtime to try to pin down your identity and to make sure all your activities are thoroughly monitored and under control. The European Union is now moving to create a mandatory electronic ID system for all EU citizens that would be implemented across Europe. To standardize businesses, both online and in person, authenticating users via a common electronic signature. This Big Brother system will be implemented in Europe first and later pushed in North America and the remainder of the globe, as the world is nudged step by step towards a total cashless control grid in the name of safe, verifiable commerce, and of course in the name of security. Continuing. Signs that China is colonizing America. Number one, the Federal Reserve announced that it has given approval for banks owned by the Chinese government to buy stakes in U.S.-owned banks. Number two, China is now able to completely bypass Wall Street and purchase U.S. debt directly from the U.S. Treasury Department. Number three, a Chinese company known as Shino Michigan Properties LLC has purchased 200 acres of land near the town of Milan, Michigan. The goal is to build a China city with artificial lakes, a Chinese cultural center, and hundreds of housing units for Chinese citizens. Number four, corporations controlled by the Chinese government have been rapidly buying up U.S. oil and gas deposits worth billions of dollars. Number five, major road and bridge projects all over the United States are being built by Chinese companies. Meanwhile, there are millions upon millions of blue-collar American workers that cannot find a job. Number six, according to the Economic Policy Institute, America is losing 500,000 jobs to China every single year. Number seven, China is now the number one supplier of components that are critical to the operation of U.S. defense systems. Lastly, number eight, China now holds approximately $1.17 trillion of U.S. government debt. The greatest economy in the world has ever seen is falling to pieces right in front of our eyes, my friends, and most Americans are dead asleep. Is there any hope for America? Continuing. Japanese radiation found in bluefin tuna off the coast of California. For the first time, scientists have detected radioactivity in fish that have migrated into California waters from the ocean off Japan, where radiation contaminated the sea after explosions tore through Fukushima nuclear reactors last year. Radioactive cesium was detected in samples of highly prized Pacific bluefin tuna, but it is well below levels considered unsafe for humans, or at least so the scientists say. The evidence is unequivocal that the tuna caught off San Diego a year ago were contaminated with radiation from Japan's nuclear disaster, the research said. Watchman comment, a year ago? That means that the contamination reached here almost instantly, doesn't it? And then they're trying to tell us they're below levels considered safe? Oh, sure, I believe that, don't you? Even if the levels of radiation were below safe levels, okay, how far below and how much tuna would you have to eat to be above a safe level? Do you believe my Prophecy Voice warnings on this program now? Continuing.
This is the Prophecy Voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News.
Sex-selective abortion thrives in America, courtesy of Planned Parenthood. Live Action released a new undercover video showing a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic in Austin, Texas, encouraging a woman to obtain a late-term abortion because she was purportedly carrying a girl and wanted to have a boy. The video is first in a new series titled Gendercide, Sex Selection in America, exposing the practice of sex-selective abortion in the United States, and how Planned Parenthood and the rest of the abortion industry facilitates the selective elimination of baby girls in the womb. Continuing. Signs that society is breaking down and that America has been overrun by psychos. In order for a society to function successfully, people need to be able to trust one another. Unfortunately, we are rapidly getting to the point where it is very difficult to trust anyone and society is breaking down. Just think about it. Do you trust most politicians? Do you trust most lawyers? Do you trust most bankers? Do you trust the police? Many of our major cities are turning into war zones, according to a report. A total of 25 people were shot in a single night in Chicago recently. Down in Georgia, a police officer recently kicked a woman who was 9 months pregnant directly in the stomach. His superiors in the local police department defended his actions. If things continue along this path, what do you think is going to happen someday when our economy fails and millions upon millions of Americans are hungry and desperate? Watchman comment, get prayed up and get right and get ready. Continuing. Every time a Bilderberg meeting takes place, important things happen. The last time they met in the United States was an election year, 2008, and the world got, guess who, Obama. This year they're back in the U.S. with another meeting. Will they decide who the next president will be? When, in 2008, they gathered from June 5th to 8th in Chantilly, Virginia, just a stone's throw from Washington, D.C., Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were neck and neck in the battle for the Democratic Party's presidential candidacy. On June 5th of that year, Barack and Hillary mysteriously disappeared for some hours somewhere in the D.C. area. Their agendas blocked out, they clearly sneaked off to meet the Bilderbergers. Will the Bilderbergers decide on who the next president will be this year? Continuing. Escape from New York. High-taxing Empire State loses 3.4 million residents in the last 10 years. New York State accounted for the biggest migration exodus of any state in the nation between 2000 and 2010, with 3.4 million residents leaving over that period, according to the Tax Foundation. Over that decade, the state gained 2.1 million. So the net migration amounted to 1.3 million, representing a loss of $45.6 billion in income. Where are they escaping to? The Tax Foundation found that more than 600,000 New York residents moved to Florida. Continuing. Radioactive waste at Fukushima threatens second nuclear catastrophe. Tokyo. What passes for normal at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant today would have caused shudders among even the most sanguine of experts before the earthquake and tsunami set off the world's second most serious nuclear crisis after Chernobyl. 14 months after the accident, a pool brimming with used fuel rods and filled with vast quantities of radioactive cesium still sits on the top floor of a heavily damaged building covered only with plastic. The public's fears about that pool have grown in recent months. My, oh my. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Stay tuned for another True Truth Quick Bible Study and possibly live call-ins, letters or both, at the end of the program. My dear listening friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this month to help pay for bills for Radio Time. This program is listener-supported and is the only way it can stay on the air. That's the truth. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Will I find your letter in Post Office Box 122 this week? Would you pray with me about that? Please write sign spelled S-I-G-N-S P-O Box 122. Town is Lyle. Spell that L-I-S-L-E. New York, abbreviate that just N. Y. Zip code in the USA, 13797. That will repeat in a moment for you to check it. The Bible is how we live free in an unfree world. Now for our ending True Truth Quick Bible Study from the King James Version. Matthew chapter 14, verses 26 through 32. "And when the disciples saw him," meaning Jesus, "walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, 'It is a spirit,' and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, 'Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid.' And Peter answered him and said, 'Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water.'" Matthew chapter 14, verse 29. "And he," Jesus, "said, 'Come.' And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, 'Lord, save me.' And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, 'O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?'" You remember my comments about little faith at the beginning of the program? And lastly, Matthew chapter 14, verse 32, "And when they were come unto the ship, the wind ceased." My friends, Peter exhibited great faith when he stepped out of the water. But when he allowed his immediate surroundings to hinder his walk, Peter's faith began with a tremendous bold step, but it required a level of focus that he wasn't used to. Follow through, that was the problem. Those pesky waves and the way he usually thought about an experienced water, which is not something that generally supports your feet, by the way. We all know what Peter should have done, right? Keep his eyes on the Lord, not the waves. That's easy for us to say, but how many of us have ever stepped out of the boat? Did you notice any of the other disciples playing follow the leader with Peter? No, you didn't. I see two things from this. First, put a little adventure into your life. Step out on the water. You might actually enjoy the feeling and glorify God. And secondly, if and when you do learn from Peter's mistake, make sure you live life keeping your focus on the Lord, not on your own ambitions, even those you think are spiritual, because you can be totally confident the waves will come once you're out of the boat. But watching the Lord of life walking on the water with you will give you the courage to follow through. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I'll preach altar call in a church service by Pastor Moore.
Friend, don't allow yourself to go one more day without trusting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Those on the radio, those on the internet, today is your day of salvation. Don't let the day pass without accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord. Don't let the day pass without being a child of the kingdom. Feel the freedom, the joy, the pressure taken off by the Lord taking your burdens from you.
My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days you live in right now today. No, no, no. Instead, you will be blessed and you will be ready, especially if you listen to this program. And as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in this coming Saturday morning for a repeat of this Wednesday program on frequency 7490 at 8:30 a.m. on WWCR transmitter CR2. That's 7490 Saturday, 7:30 a.m. Eastern. You calculate your time zone. Then tune in again on Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern for a fresh new program on frequency 4840. That's two Saturday programs, 7490 at 8:30 Eastern in the morning on Saturday, and Saturday evening, 9 p.m. Eastern, 4840. Both on WWCR, as always. For more daily news in text form like you heard on this program, be sure to go to signsradio.com. That's www.signsradio.com. SIGNSRADIO.COM. Look for the blue wiggling arrow, click the News with Views link, and send me an email from either website. And by the way, while you're at signsradio.com, you can always listen to this program again and many, many more. They're all archived there. You can listen to them anytime you want, free. Thanks for tuning in to Signs Radio, my friends. This program is here to be a blessing to you. Will you please pray about supporting Signs Radio? Other programs have many givers. Signs has only a few. Here is the address again more quickly so you can check what you wrote down before. SIGNSPO, Box 122, LISLENY 13797.
Your shows are very, very definitely improving, and I am truly sorry for giving you a hard time all the times I've given you a hard time before. I'm just a little harsh sometimes, I'm sorry. But we're on the same page pretty much spiritually, and I don't have any money to spare to send to your ministry, but what's even better than that, far better than that, I'm going to pray for you to get support, because I'm on a very limited fixed income. I'm pretty much tapped out, but I got all sorts of prayers laid up, and I'll definitely pray, and you should probably see some pretty good results from it, God willing. Not only that, but your show is getting much better. And I'm sorry for, like I said, for ever giving you a hard time. You have a blessed day, Brother Johnson. Good afternoon. Bye.
Apology accepted. Well, brother, I knew if you listened long enough, you'd come around. Glory to God. And by the way, you ought to change the name of that dog, but don't name him Legion. Hallelujah. Thanks for praying and asking the Lord to provide for this program. I sure do appreciate it. And that's a good idea. Maybe there's others who are listening who can't give, and they can at least do that. Amen and amen. Maranatha. Now my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program. When I know you are listening, it helps keep Signs on the air. And that's the truth, my friends. I sure enjoy your calls. I have only one line, so please just keep hitting your redial if it is busy until you get through. Thanks. So get ready. Here comes my 24/7 virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating faster. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio. Glad to have you on the program with me tonight. This is a program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now today. And my dearest thanks and prayers to all who send support to help keep this program on the air. Remember, you are loved.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.